I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The war against ISIS in Iraq is now focused on Mosul. ISIS fighters still occupy the western side of that city, and the Iraqi army is trying to kick them out with support from a U.S.-led coalition. That support includes airstrikes. 2 weeks ago, on March 17th, a coalition strike hit a building in Mosul. It turned out to be full of civilians. As many as 200 were reportedly killed. The Pentagon is investigating what happened, including what role ISIS played in the incident. Patrick Osgood with the Iraq Oil Report has been investigating allegations that ISIS is using civilians as human shields in Mosul, in other words, intentionally putting civilians in harm's way. Osgood runs a network of undercover Iraqi informants from his base in Erbil in northern Iraq. He told me the story of one human shield, a woman in Mosul he calls Sara.
She was married to an Iraqi policeman inside the city when ISIS came in. That made their whole family a target for ISIS's ire as they clamped down on the city. Her husband was executed by ISIS, and they were homeless for a long time, seen as undesirables and so on. Then she was allowed suddenly back into her home and provided with food. And this was a mystery to her.
Yeah, did you figure out why that was?
It was because they were deliberately placing her back in her home in an area that ISIS was going to use as a military outpost. And so without her knowing it, she was being turned into a human shield. But she managed to escape.
Was Sara the only civilian who told you about being lured with food into these buildings?
No, we've had several others. And we've had different individual accounts before this large mass casualty incident where the coalition bombed a large building holding perhaps several hundred civilians in the new Mosul neighborhood. Before that, we were already getting reports in of ISIS militants corralling people into an area, firing at helicopters, firing up at coalition aircraft in the sky, not in the expectation that they'd be able to shoot them down, but to actively goad the Iraqi and coalition forces to target that house and kill those civilians, as a means of then having a chilling effect on the use of airstrikes in the battle.
I mean, it really sounds like entrapment, and I'm wondering at this point in the ISIS occupation, aren't civilians aware of the kind of brutal tactics ISIS uses?
Yes, the issue is what can they do about it? This is a beggared, weaponless civilian population, absolutely living in extremis. And if they don't do what ISIS tells them to do, then they will be shot. They face a whole series of invidious choices, whole families that they decide whether to stay to shelter in these basements, or do they take the risk at night, as many of them do, to run through the front line past ISIS snipers to hope that they won't be mistaken for ISIS fighters themselves by coalition forces, by Iraqi security forces, and somehow make it out to the other side, and in doing so lose everything. So they only have bad choices, and I feel terrible for them. There's no good option for them inside Mosul. And there are still perhaps 400,000 of them facing these choices every day as this conflict grinds on.
So the March 17th airstrike that is being investigated for U.S. involvement, the one that led to so many civilian deaths, do you believe the large death toll is a function of ISIS packing the place with people, basically using human shields?
It's a really complicated picture. Essentially, yes, they do seem to have driven people into what was a large basement. We have a couple of reports of food being handed out there. We also have reports of the emplacement of large car bombs nearby and of ISIS kind of goading airstrikes in the way that I described before. And it does seem that the number of casualties exceeds 200, according to civil defense services who have been digging bodies out of the rubble for a few weeks.
Journalist Patrick Osgood with the Iraq Oil Report there talking about how ISIS is reportedly using human shields in Mosul. Colonel Joe Skraka is spokesperson for the coalition's combined joint task force in Iraq. He says ISIS has been using human shields for a long time, but the way the militant group is using them now in Mosul is new.
You know, we've seen ISIS before. They will hold children up in the air when our intelligence platforms fly over. In this case, though, what they're doing is they're trying to sneak civilians into locations so that we're not aware of them. And then what they do is they begin an engagement with the Iraqi security forces. What this does is it has the potential, obviously, for causing civilian casualties on the battlefield as a result of coalition airstrike. And their sole purpose is to attack the heart of the coalition, the strength of the coalition, you know, being our support back in our homelands. They're trying to ensure that the coalition is condemned for their actions so that they can carry on.
Right, and that's what many believe happened on March 17th, the airstrike that killed, we're hearing, possibly 200 civilians in Mosul. The top commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, has said the U.S. may have been responsible and that there is an investigation. How is that investigation going?
No, the investigation is ongoing. I know that General Eisler, who is in Iraq right now, is interviewing a number of folks that were involved. We've sent teams to the area to analyze the situation on the ground, gather as much information as possible so they can make an informed decision on what they suspect killed these civilians. What we do know is that we struck in that area, and that's why General Townsend said that. You know, we know we contributed at least in some way to this incident. The fact of the matter is that all of our strikes, we try to make them as proportional as possible. We're not going to use a 500 or a 2,000-pound bomb to knock out a ISIS fighter on a roof. We try to use a proportional weapon system, a smaller yield weapon that will perhaps kill the fighter or blow out the room, but would not, in any normal circumstances, destroy an entire building. I really don't want to go too far into it. Obviously, this is being investigated, and I'm sure the facts will come out.
Yeah, Colonel Skrock, I mean, the next time, though, when intel comes in that ISIS is holed up in a building in Mosul, but there are 200 or 300 civilians in there, and they can't get out because ISIS has locked them in, what does the U.S. do?
We do not strike. Absolutely not. I mean, we will postpone a strike. We will move a strike. We will look for different times to strike. We do not target civilians if we know that they are there. We don't kill civilians if we know they're there. What good is it to liberate a city if there's nobody left to live in it? We want to return the city of Mosul to the people of Mosul. So that would have never happened before, and it's certainly not going to happen now. Yeah, if we have knowledge that there are civilians there, we will not strike.
Do you believe U.S. forces have increased the risk factor for civilians on the ground when they are targeting ISIS?
No, I think the risk to civilians on the ground is from ISIS. You know, they are the ones that are holding them currently in the city. If ISIS desired for the civilians not to be in harm's way, they could leave any time. That is their choice. We must continue to prosecute this war. There is a moral imperative for the warfighter to accomplish the mission and protect their own forces while trying to protect human life. But both of those are equally important. Just because this is hard, we can't just pack up and go home. That's just going to put the civilians in greater harm for a longer period of time.
Since Donald Trump became president, has there been any loosening of the rules of engagement in terms of airstrikes against ISIS?
For us down here on the ground, we have not seen any direct effects from the change in administration.
Colonel Joe Skrocka, spokesperson for the Combined Joint Task Force in Iraq, speaking with us from Kuwait. Thanks very much, Colonel.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're listening to The World.